I'll go first. Hey! I'm Julia McCullough.
And I'm Meg Malloy.
Thanks for listening to The Soft Spot this week. We assume you're going to keep listening right now.
You better.
What's up?
Well, today we thought we would start by talking about what's going to happen when we get old.
I mean, I don't think people think about it enough. You know?
I don't think about it that much.
I never think about it.
Because thinking about getting old means, you know, you're knocking on death's door, and that's not a super positive thing.
I live in the past, so of course I'm not thinking about getting old. I think about the opposite of getting old. But I'm ready to be old, I'll tell you that,
yeah.
In terms of the lifestyle
yeah.
that I'm imagining.
Yeah, no, I think you're ready for it, too.
Yeah.
I'm ready to slide into my older years, too, because I'm like a very caftan, muumuu-wearing
yeah.
lady. I like a lot of big gold jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
I have terrible vision, so I have glasses scattered all over the house. I'm like halfway there,
yeah.
at the very least.
You listen to mostly 20s through 40s jazz.
I do.
And do you like board games?
You know what? I really don't care too much for board games.
You're going to
no.
have to get into that, because
yeah.
that's big.
See, that's...
Wait, first of all, are we going to live in a home, or what are we going to do? I'm assuming you stay with me for this.
okay. Well, I think, you know, people... don't seem to be into being put into homes.
Right.
I'm talking to you, Grammy.
Oh.
But I'm all about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, it sounds like a cruise ship and you just live there and there's someone like planning your activities for you and here's your food and here's your medicine and let's play bingo and you can dress as fancy as you want to every day or you can dress like total fucking garbage and, you just live your life.
Movie nights,
yeah.
In the quad. It sounds like college, but
apparently,
you're old.
Apparently, yeah. And there are a lot of, like, horny old dudes that are trying to, you know, pork some ladies before they...
before they
push up daisies.
Croak.
Yeah.
Pork before you croak.
Yeah. So it feels kind of like high school or college, but nothing really matters anymore.
Yeah.
And you know who you are, so you don't have to worry about figuring that out.
I know.
You just have a good time, man.
It's great.
So I'm all about living in a home.
Fewer keg stands, probably.
We don't know that, though. We don't know that. Because
the upper body strength is what I'm talking about.
Old people love yoga and Tai Chi.
Yeah.
They love that shit. And I've done yoga classes with people that are easily double my age, and they're like little pretzels. They can just fold themselves
wow,
up because
really?
All they do is take yoga classes. That's their life.
Oh man, I'm gonna be like peanut brittle when I'm
I know.
Older. I gotta start stretching.
Yeah. That much of you is already, you're already there. You're like creaking and cracking and mm-hmm. like putting on the shoes is it's a real chore for you sometimes.
My body sounds like a haunted house.
Yeah, yeah. It for sure does.
But I think that we should open a bar in our next door to our old folks home called Porkin' and Croakers.
Yeah.
wait, what is it?
We're going to work on the name.
Pork and Croak.
Yeah, we're going to work on the name.
We're going out of the Pork and Croak.
I definitely would live in a home, but
yeah.
up until the point where I move to a home, and I'm like down with going early. I'm down with being one of the like younger hot people in the home.
Lying about your age.
I know. I'm like homecoming court again.
Yeah.
Like the circle of life. People.
Yeah, we'll be 52 being like, hey, you guys got any openings?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
But we were just talking in the other room. Are we going city life? Or are we going country life until we get put in the home?
I want to be close to... Here's the thing. Do you want to hike in the woods, like nice nature hikes, or do you want to live by the water?
See, I think I have like a place in mind. I think that I would want to do, like, upstate New York.
Yeah, I love upstate New York.
But not too far upstate, you know?
Well, it's beautiful up there,
or, like,
yeah.
Beacon. I'm into that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Want to live in a cute little arty town.
Yeah, where you can go down to the main street and look at the young people.
Or you can just be in New York City in 45 minutes. And,
right.
Yeah.
Go see Hello, Dolly or whatever. I don't know what plays are. Is that a thing?
I think there's a revival of that right now.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, I think I'm into that, upstate New York. So we'll find out.
I'm like a 50-50. I don't really feel like I can commit to like growing old in the wilderness,
right,
and like being out in the
woods.
The
other good thing about upstate New York is you know they're going to have buses to casinos every once in a while, too. So you can
hop the
bus to the casino. You can go to New York City.
I think my main issue with being in the woods, mm-hmm, like out in the country, it's kind of the, like, if a tree falls in the forest, does anybody hear it? If you wear a really great outfit, does anybody see it? Probably not. And I take issue with that.
I like that. Yeah, I'm ready to go early. I'm ready to go to New York. I think after this show, I'm going to Google old folks homes in New York State.
Yeah,
and
man.
And just put in early for the lottery, because you know the best ones are going to have a wait list.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of old folks homes, we touched on this a few episodes ago.
What?
Jimmy Buffett opened up one.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's probably not for me.
Probably not.
But it sounds fun. I like the idea of living out your days, mm-hmm, in like a frat house, because that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. I just had an idea, and I don't know if I should say it on the show, because I want the money. But
okay.
What if they had like field trips from one old folks home to the other to see how other people live? It's like, you know, like you get on a bus and you go to like another old folks home, and then you like, I don't know, you could play shuffleboard against each other.
Oh my God.
Be, like,
that sounds
sports.
So boring to me. And old people, that's the beauty of being old. They don't give a fuck about what anybody else is doing.
Oh, well, okay. I'll go. And
yeah.
I'll bring you back tales of far away.
I don't care. I'll be busy sunning
like, rice pudding
with all of my jewels on,
yeah,
and like, you know, just hanging out, looking cute.
All
looking
right.
cute in a caftan.
Well, that sounds good. I think we're on the
getting,
same page there.
Getting my Botox doctor to make house calls to my to my thing.
Last thing we got to decide is what's your hobby?
I'm a painter now, but I think I'd probably get into the more crafty stuff.
Okay.
You know? Right.
Like macrame?
Yeah. I think I probably would be into making, like, the planter hangers.
I could see myself
doing the punch hook, the rug thing, weaving, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Textiles,
yeah.
You know? I could see myself doing that.
All right.
Maybe come out with a line of my own caftans.
I'm going to start. That's great. That's
yeah.
good. Yeah. So you're going to stay in business.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I am going to start the only... That's your phone. It's a beautiful sound.
It is, isn't it?
I'm going to start the only Dungeons & Dragons group in old folks' home.
You think you're the only one?
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, okay, yeah, timing-wise...
As my age gets older, yeah,
right.
We will do it.
Yeah, it's your
right.
people. They're going to... Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I bet there are some late bloomer D&D dudes that are
maybe
in old folks' homes right now. Although I feel like that would keep your brain pretty sharp, so maybe they don't need to
There's
be there.
There's math. You got to use your imagination. You got to keep a storyline going. That's funny, though, because the dungeon master is supposed to keep the story going. And if you're old, you're like, three elves show up, and I don't really remember what happens.
It's time for your medication. Or it's time
funny.
To get your diaper checked.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Well, we have an amazing show today.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with us sliding into old age.
We just felt like talking about old age today.
Yeah.
But our guest today is fantastic. His name is Gareth Reynolds.
Such a funny guy.
So funny. So funny. You laughed so much, I got a little jealous during this interview. I'm going to tell you. But he has a podcast with Dave Anthony called The Dollop. It's a really awesome podcast that's very successful. They sell out theaters. They're great.
He's kind of a big deal, people.
He is. Here's the format of their show is great. And don't, if you only have time for one show a week, listen to ours. But if you have time for two, The Dollop, basically, Dave Anthony tells Gareth a story from American history, and then Gareth is hearing it for the first time and just reacts to it. And it's really great.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So, without further ado, unless you have anything else you want to say about getting old.
No, that's it.
What are you going to do with your hair?
Oh, God, that's a whole nother show. If you want to know more about my plans for old age, tune in.
All right. Let's get to our interview with Gareth Reynolds.
Song is like an instant pick-me-up.
Uh-huh.
Takes me, and it was so weird how that, like, the memories that just come up when you hear something or see something, but right away, I picture myself as a boy.
That's so sweet.
You still look like a boy.
No, Julian.
You haven't changed a bit.
Just because I shaved my legs and arms, it's not what I'm going for. I'm a swimmer. Come on.
Yeah, I swim in these cargo shorts. It's a little bit of drag.
Well, yeah, there's drag. But then when I take them off, I'm like a fish. It's
right.
Yeah, it's the Phelps thing. And I eat as many calories.
How old were you when you used to watch the Monkees?
Well, my first concert was...
Concert?
Yeah,
wow.
Was Weird Al opening for the Monkees when I was probably 7.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
But my parents were English. So there was some rationale probably between that, but that show was just like the greatest thing ever to me. So I watched it when
I got to stop you there.
Okay, sure.
Why would your parents being English have anything to do with you going to this concert?
Well, I guess in my head, Davy Jones.
What are you
is
talking
about?
Okay, gotcha.
Like, I think I don't know that show. Yeah, I guess because of Davy Jones. And you're right to flag.
You're
that.
You're acting like you were the only 7-year-old there. Wasn't there a bunch of kids there?
I don't remember anyone else. It feels like it was just me in an amphitheater.
Oh, this is back in the early 90s.
This would be like mid to late 80s.
Oh, that was back when only adults liked Weird Al and the Monkees.
Well, think of that lineup. Who else would go besides a 7-year-old? Who else was like, finally? The pairing we've been after.
Your parents are English?
Yeah.
With accents and everything?
Yeah, they got the whole thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
Meg never meets your dad.
Yeah, no, they got the whole kit. Yeah, okay. The whole thing. But yeah, so I don't know. I just absolutely loved that show. And
they brought you to the concert?
They brought me to the concert, and it was the greatest night of my life.
Sounds like
it. Yeah, I was like, I can't. I mean, where does one go from here?
Yeah.
Is what I thought at 7. It's
you
only downhill.
Your 7-year-old self that.
Yeah, yeah.
In like 91, your friends are like, do you want to go see this new band, Nirvana?
Nah.
And you're like, no.
They're just the Monkees ripoff like every other band. Every other band is doing Last Train to Clarksville, essentially. Lord.
What are some memories you have of that concert? Anything specific?
Did you call it a clowncert?
A clowncert?
I thought I heard clowncert, too.
Where clowns play the music? Yeah. Like a clown cover band?
Wait, what is the word?
Concert. Oh,
right.
Julian,
yeah, no, I haven't been saying concert this whole time.
Julian, this is... Meg, do you want to jump in? How do we want to handle this?
I don't even
this
know.
This is tough. That'd be amazing. I've been saying concert my whole life.
My whole life.
And nobody's ever said anything. See, I thought you were my friends.
I was like, is a clowncert what you call a Weird Al performance?
Yeah,
like,
that's
I was
true,
actually
yeah.
asking myself, am I dumb for not knowing this?
Weird Al's coming to clown.
I mean, I hate to ruin the riff, guys, but I think what happened was I had to sit up and my stomach muscles are so weak it made me pronounce it wrong. My stomach made me go clowncert.
Well, you might want to WebMD that. I'm saying clown when I move on accident. Help. I mean, I just remember being like, they're one of those, they did the whole thing where like when they played Hey, Hey, We're the Monkees, like they were doing the intro, acting the intro out on stage.
Oh, yeah.
It's like when they came out, like, you know, one of them is at a bathtub and they're pushing him down the street, like across the stage in a bathtub. And they were doing a bunch of that shit. So I was just like, you know,
it
was a clown
shirt. It sounds a lot like our Chippendales experience.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Pushing a guy in a bathtub across the stage.
True. Whoa. Was it Peter Tork?
No.
Oh, damn it.
Prince was also doing that, but it was very different.
Yeah, I think
in the
it's
bathtub
very,
back
yeah,
then.
No, not the same thing.
No, we went to Chippendales in Vegas, and we've talked about it
they
at length
yeah,
already,
a little
so
bit.
I don't want to torture
but
our
they
listeners.
They basically acted everything out, but with their you know.
But naked.
With their dongs out.
But they took, like, a bath?
Yeah.
One guy took a shower.
One guy took a shower.
I really thought you were going to end it with a different, start with an SH and end with a different thing.
No.
Like, that's not an attractive.
No, no, he took a shower, totally naked, but for a little, like, net holding his stuff together.
Ugh.
And
he's holding it together?
I don't know.
Like it was blown to pieces at some point?
No, no, like,
thank you
was,
for your service.
It was still in the stable. Let's put it that
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
That horse was still in the stable.
It was like a sock.
So he takes a shower, a real one, with water.
Oh, cool.
And it is cool. And
we just talk about it so much that immediately when you said bathtub on stage, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah.
When I close my eyes, I can still see it like it was yesterday.
Wow. That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was fun?
The whole experience is now like half of Julian's act.
Yeah, I'm working on
I'm working
on a bit about it. Well, yeah. That's only because I don't have an act. My special just
right.
came out.
So now you're just doing things like that. Yeah, with the Chippendales.
Yeah, but it's we lost our voices in the first like minute and a half of the show.
Wow,
was your monkey's
screaming.
Experience that wild?
I bet it was.
I don't. I think you might have a better one than me. Should we just talk about that instead?
No.
I
feel like when you're seven, I don't know if you scream.
No, I don't
you
think I did.
Watch.
I think I was in awe. I
yeah.
really think that, like, you probably, like, you know, I was probably like Charlie when he got the golden ticket. Like,
yeah.
I was just like, I couldn't believe what I was seeing because the show, and then what happens after that is you become, like, a super fan. Like,
right.
So I became a super fan after that.
For sure.
Which I don't really know what that means when you're seven. I guess I just watched the show a lot more.
Did they take you to this concert because they were going to tell you they were getting a divorce?
No, actually... Funnily enough, that was the year they got separated.
Yay!
So potentially they were maybe greasing the wheels.
Oh man! I mean, you don't take a kid
we're
to that
take
concert.
Take you to the concert of your life.
Yeah, yeah. My mom took me to pancakes. You win.
Yeah. No, as a matter of fact, the whole time they were in the parking lot shouting at each other. So that makes a lot of sense now that I think about it. They said they were arguing over who their favorite monkey was.
Yeah,
I don't buy it.
Okay, so they come out. They do the theme song. How long? What images do you remember? And do you remember Weird Al or mostly the monkeys?
I remember Weird Al because I knew Weird Al a little too. So I was, you know, I didn't go in cold. And so I knew I was a fan of Weird, but I also wanted to get to the meat. And I mean, they were wearing like these maroon, they were wearing like their maroon outfits. Like they looked, it was just the shit.
Looked probably pretty good back then.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right?
But
yeah.
then the monkeys kept like popping into my life until like I left Milwaukee. Which
oh,
is
okay.
I'm from.
So this was in Milwaukee.
This was in Milwaukee,
okay.
Yeah, which must have been great for them to be like, finally.
I can imagine getting home after that show and being like, this is the only band I care about. This
oh,
is
yeah.
the best band in the world.
Well, and I hung in there, like, they, you know, because then they got a little older and they put out weird albums like Pool It.
I don't know that one.
It's not
I
a good
either.
One. But I was like, it's their best work, you
yeah.
know? I was just like my head in the clouds as far as the monkeys went.
Did you have posters and stuff in your
Had
room?
Had posters.
That's adorable.
That is adorable.
My dad went on a business trip, and he, like, came back, and he was like, I have amazing news for you. And I was like, okay. And he had seen Mickey Dolenz in a grocery store. And he, like, said to Mickey Dolenz, can I get an autograph for my son? And he goes, I don't sign autographs anymore. And my dad goes, my son is legit your biggest fan. And he goes, I really don't. And my dad's like, please. And he's like, okay, give me the piece of paper. And he signed an autograph. My dad was like, he did not want to give this, but I got it for you.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who can't be bothered to sign their name?
Mickey Dolenz. He's in the 10 Adam or Less line. He's like, boom, time is money, baby. Let's go. Come on.
You were in a band called The Monkees, and it wasn't even spelled right.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are?
The Beatles.
Yeah. All right.
Same thing.
Yeah. That was
such a ripoff, by the way.
That's crazy that your dad was like, I am not accepting this.
Yeah, he would not take no.
That's
he really
great.
What he knew that it would mean so much. And
Aww.
It did. He came back and I was like, oh my God. He touched this paper with a pen that you've also touched? What, are you fucking kidding me?
He started going, he came back with every band and then he's like, you're not gonna believe this.
Yeah. Whoa! The President of the United States to me? This is an honor. An honor.
So you had because I don't know any kids that had monkeys stuff. My dad,
oh, yeah.
My dad liked the monkeys. He appreciated because Nesmith is a really good songwriter, and you know, was a decent country musician.
Yeah.
After that, so my dad respected him and knew all that stuff. I only knew him because it was like we were talking about this before with the when we had like four channels.
Yeah, and you know, they would show reruns.
Oh yeah,
they always showed that show.
Yeah, oh. They showed the monkeys. They showed
it was along with like the superhero ones. It was along with like Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
it was the same.
Wonder Woman, Dukes of Hazzard.
Well, it was Batman. One of those ones too, where it was like no matter where they went in the world, an audience was with them laughing along.
Yeah,
so like you know, but which doesn't register as a kid. I was like,
oh,
I can't believe
track.
They took them to Manhattan. Yeah,
yeah,
like they wherever the monkeys were in the real world.
They're like a used car lot.
You know, yeah, like everyone's laughing.
Who are these people?
Yeah, and I'm watching it like, God, they're killing. The monkeys are murdering them. But my dad, like, got my dad, you know, I mean, I was obsessed with TV as a kid, and my dad was just couldn't handle how much TV I watched. So he eventually was like, you are allowed to watch an hour of television a day. And I would watch back-to-back episodes of The Monkees, and I'd seen every episode like 15 times,
yeah.
And he was confounded by it. He would be like, we've seen these two. Why are these the things you're watching with your hour a day? I was like, Dad, this is a really good one. This is where they get the spy cameras in the maracas. Davey doesn't know he's working for the government. My dad was like, oh, my God, my son is an idiot.
Did you have what did you have to listen to music on?
Records. I mean, I just had a record player.
In your room or in the house?
Eventually in my room. When I was like 7 or 8, my brother got me a record player.
Your brother got you a record player?
Yeah, yeah.
Did your sisters ever do something like that
for
you?
No.
Well, he was 12 years older. I should point that out.
I was just thinking, wow, your brother must have had like a huge allowance or something. Wow.
He was a man. He was like 19 when I was 7. So he was he knew. And I was, I mean, yeah, he would, it was very advantageous though, because like he would always get me something. That because he knew what it was like to be that age.
Like a real record player? Because a 7-year-old doesn't have the dexterity to not ruin a record player.
Let me elevate your 7-year-old taste.
Yeah. Well, I started producing at 8. He got me like a nice little record player, and I would play.
That's awesome.
But I would say that I scratched the shit out of the record.
Yeah, of course. That's what I was going to get at.
I would be like, I still can't put a needle on a record proper.
Right. Well, that's because you have a cocaine problem.
Yeah, a cocaine problem. Yeah. And I'm a DJ. I mean, it's not good.
We had a family record player, you know, and I was.
That sucks.
I was.
I didn't know people
were
sharing. It was terrible. What a life. What an awful life.
Well, not everybody got to grow up in Milwaukee.
Ooh la la. Where the monkeys and Weird Al go yearly. Yeah.
We had a shared one, too. Mm-hmm. And it was old as shit. It was one of the ones where it was like furniture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, like big
a credenza.
Wooden, yeah.
Yeah. Where, they're like, it's also a table.
Yeah.
It's a card table, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can put your dirty clothes on it.
You can play ping pong on it.
That's what we did.
AM and FM.
I just remember, like, dying to be able to play my own records, and my dad would be like, your hands suck. Like, you're not allowed to do this.
Well, yeah, because you've got...
I remember, like, it was like Operation. It was, like, so scary,
Yeah, you're like a bomb diffuser.
And you try to get it in between the tracks so you didn't get any of the last song.
Impossible.
You know, it's impossible when you're 7. You
but,
know?
See, mine was, like,
damn
shitty.
Damn my fingers.
Yeah, no, these little fingers covered in chalk. You're like, you're giving me a complex.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Yeah. Mine was, like, janky. It wasn't, like, nice, but it was mine. It would, I don't even think it played, like... out of the actual
box.
Record player.
Yeah, so it
didn't have, like, speakers or anything.
So you
but I didn't give a shit.
You had Monkees LPs or singles or what?
I had it all. I had the 45s, LPs.
Did you have a bunch
so
of
So you had
merch?
A job
were
when you were...
Like,
yeah.
Were you,
yeah.
like, wearing Monkees shirts or hats?
Had Monkees shirts,
Do you have
absolutely.
Any of that stuff still?
Yeah, what of all of this do you still own?
You know, well, okay, so one weird thing that happened was... I went and saw them two more times since I was in Milwaukee.
Uh-huh.
And one of the times was at like a state fair or something. And so it's like outdoorsy. And I was with a couple friends of mine. And it was so easy to sneak to the backstage that we just literally were like, oh, that's backstage. And just dipped near a fence and then just like went behind. And then so we were there and I was probably like 17 and there were kegs of beer. And so we were like drinking kegs of beer. And then, Davy Jones and Peter Tork came out, and they were just like saying hi to some of the VIP'd backstage fans.
Yeah,
and I got them both to sign my jacket, and I got a picture with both of them.
Oh,
and,
that's amazing!
Yeah, and it was crazy.
That's rad.
Yeah, it was one of the like, and it was such a like. I mean, it was probably it was like 10 years after the concert, but I was still like,
do you still have that picture?
I can't find the. I can't find them.
I was just going to put in my notes, get the picture from Gareth.
I'll keep. Look, my house had a fire. That's a different podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Oh, man.
So my little record player's gone.
Wait, like a whole podcast about your fire?
Yeah. I'd like. I'm pitching that to Land. Land, can we do a separate. Just get me going on the fire.
90 episodes.
Yeah.
Where you just cry over every object that you lost separately.
Yeah, it's hard to tell what this one is, too.
It's called Spilt Milk. That's an awesome story, though.
About the fire?
Were you... No!
Oh, sorry.
When did the fire happen? Was that before the...
That was right around the same time-ish.
Oh, okay.
So I was lucky that I had that experience.
Your childhood home.
My childhood home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did the jacket go up in flames? Or?
The jacket I held on to for a while. Also, probably
it was the
lost
one thing,
just
you
by
ran
being
out
an idiot.
Naked, but for the jacket.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. While my animals are in there, they're like, "Thank God!" I'm like, "Move the jacket! Get out of the way!"
Waving the napkin in your hand, signed by Mickey Dolenz.
Yeah, that's all I take. Well, Dad's gone, but I've got what matters. But yeah, no. So I was all like, they were always. It was so weird, but they were like such a part of my Milwaukee experience.
Yeah, that's great.
The monkeys.
That concert. Wouldn't you be terrified if you like were able to sneak back and like? Are you good at meeting people that you're like obsessed with? Oh, you are.
I mean, I wouldn't say that I like. I'm weird about the awkwardness of being like, hi, but getting close, I've definitely done that.
Oh, yeah, you're
times.
Good at the proximity part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get too weird when I have to talk to someone, and I'm like, I don't want to bother them. I don't want to.
That's how I feel now, like, completely.
Yeah.
Even with friends of mine who get successful, I'm like, I can't text
him. I can't text
he's
you.
He's very good
he's
now.
He's never going to want to go to lunch
No,
again.
He's got very good friends.
Yeah.
He's...
Well, that's why Dave's not here. I'm just kidding.
Dave burned in the fire.
Dave Anthony, your co-host on The Dollop, by the way.
Burned in
that
the fire in high
school. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's such a...
Weird
so you've
timing.
Been hosting this with a ghost?
There'll be literally no more questions about what I said, to be clear.
My dad has a great story about... same thing, state fair type deal, where his favorite band at the time, very obscure, called Incredible String Band. They're like this psychedelic folk band from Scotland.
Wow.
And
checks a lot of boxes.
It does, yeah. And he was obsessed. Like, he hitchhiked all over the country with his guitar and the records by the Incredible String Band that he could fit in his guitar, and that was it. And, like, a couple of shirts. Yeah.
What?
That was how much he loved these guys. So he sees the lead singer, Robin Williamson. There's two of them. The John Lennon one and the Paul one. You know, like, Mike Heron is, like, the Paul, like, oh, boy, this guy's good. Oh,
yeah.
And then, you know, John, like, Paul, Robin Williamson is, like, the serious one. But he sees him just hanging by a fence. And my dad, who is not...
Hanging
I mean, she
by
knows,
a fence.
She knows my dad. Like, he is not... He's a very quiet dude. He's not, like,
Doesn't
an approach...
Doesn't want to bother anybody.
People
right.
do. But
very
he was like,
chill.
He was like, I got to do it. He was, like, 20. So he goes up. I said, what happened? He goes, well, I told him. I said, hey, you're my favorite band right now. I think you guys are really great. And I just wanted to say that. And he said, Robin Williamson... threw his cigarette on the ground and just walked away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jesus. That makes me want to punch him.
I know.
I'm like, sweet little Bobby approached you,
I
and
know.
That's how you responded? No.
He had hair down to his
No
waist.
Wonder he wouldn't let you touch the record player. He had a lot of issues when it came to record and music. No.
But anyway, I think that's great that you approached them and they were cool.
Well,
obviously,
and I would
Mickey
never...
Dolenz would not have been as cool.
No, he didn't come out. And Mike Nesmith wasn't with them on tour. And
okay.
I didn't know how, like, to what you were saying before. When I was a kid, I didn't know how amazing Mike Nesmith was.
Right.
Like, I just you know, because they were like the dumb guys on the TV show that I just thought were hilarious and I liked their music. But Mike Nesmith is really, like, an amazing songwriter.
I mean...
They talked about him briefly on the Wrecking Crew thing, right?
Yeah, a little. Yeah, because
I
think
it was... Did you watch that documentary?
No.
It's about all of the studio musicians from, like, the 60s.
In L.A., from in the 60s that played on every album. Like,
the same group of people did
every
major album.
They played on the Mamas and the Papas. Like,
and he's one of them.
No,
Nesmith was mad because the Wrecking Crew did all the Monkees songs.
Oh.
And for the album, it was just it was almost entirely them, right?
Yeah, well, they brought the Monkees in to play it. And Nesmith is a very proud musician, and he played everything.
And he couldn't, like, do his own thing.
Well, no, they recorded it, and then they found that when they listened to the album they put out, it was the studio musicians that they put out.
Oh,
so then
shit.
He was all pissed off, yeah.
That's crazy.
And I'm 90% sure that's the story.
Well, I know that, Neil Diamond wrote a lot of Monkees songs.
Yeah.
Like, and I know, like, Nesmith was, like, very stifled probably by cookie cutter.
But then when they did Head, that was him. And I remember.
And then he got songs. He got to do some songs as they got like, you know.
I didn't know that part. Yeah. I just knew the Nesmith songs that I loved were on Head. That was the
Do you know who directed Head?
Jack Nicholson.
Hey, yeah. Julian's back.
Yeah, it was. But I love the tone. Am I right?
You're mostly correct about this. I just looked it up, and it says the first sentence of this article is: "Remember the big hoopla about 1966-67 that the Monkees didn't play their own instruments? Mm-hmm. Boy, do I! And it raged for years. Rock and roll snobs were really ugly about it. So it's like, yeah."
Well,
they responded to a casting
call. Now I remember what they were saying. They thought it was unfair that they were being ridiculed for not playing their own instruments when he's like, none of them are playing their own instruments.
Right.
That's also what it was. That everyone's like, oh, the Monkees are just a boy band, essentially, you know? And then Nesmith was like, yeah, but the Mamas and the Papas don't play their own instruments.
They're just like choir members who were put together to make music. Yeah, so.
Wow, that is weird.
But it's an amazing documentary. I'm like, everybody should watch it. It's so, so good.
Yeah.
Can I ask the question that everyone asks after you say something's good?
What?
Is it on Netflix?
It is
on Netflix!
Hey! Yeah.
I'll watch it.
It's so great.
Davy Jones, do you think Axl Rose stole his dance move?
For sure.
Yeah. It's the
same move. I think everything Axl was doing was Daydream Believer. Period.
I will reach across the studio and grab you by the neck if you say something like that again.
Oh my God.
Sounds like
you just walked into a scorpion pit, my friend. Why did I say scorpion? Snake pit was right there, and Slash's band was the snake pit. What's wrong with me?
That scorpion's better.
Those weird Germans.
I'd much rather walk through a scorpion pit, by the way.
Oh, man, what a
I
weird
feel like
bug.
With shoes, I can win.
Davy Jones has that like snake thing.
Yeah.
That snake dance.
Yeah, where he holds the microphone.
Yeah,
and
I was so mad because my dad goes, the first time I showed my dad Guns N' Roses, I was like, hey, Dad, I know you probably can't handle how dangerous these guys are, but this is my favorite band
now.
He's like,
don't touch the record player, Julia.
he's like, hey, he's dancing like Davy Jones from the Monkees. And I was like, fuck you, Dad.
You ruined everything. I read Robin Williamson didn't talk to you.
I went and slammed my Oriental screen because I didn't have a real room.
I still hear you crying in there.
You're in the hallway.
Shut up. You don't know me or Axel.
But, man, the tone of that show was so fun.
Yeah, and it was
Have
like...
Have you ever tried to... You used to shoot and write a lot of things.
Yeah.
Did you ever try to do a Monkees, like, inspired thing?
No, but there is something like that. That sort of genre of show is so, like... I watched the Monkees, an episode or two of the Monkees a couple years ago, and it was... You know, one of those things like where you feel like you're watching something for the first time, yet you know everything that's about to happen, if that makes sense, because I've watched them.
That's how I feel like in our relationship.
Oh, my God. We'll be right back. But
that's
I was
what
like,
it's like when it's your soulmate.
I mean, I have a cat.
Yeah. Maybe that's your soulmate.
He's cool.
Yeah?
He gets me. Sleeps in my...
Does he sleep in your bed?
I'm a lonely man. I'm a lonely little man.
Okay, I didn't mean to derail you. Okay.
No, but so it was like there is something that is it like something about that genre of show, that style of show, that like weird, like very simple plot for idiots. Like, and I remember the episode where Davy's dad was coming to dinner. And that was one of the ones that I rewatched. And, like, the idea is that they don't have enough money for food, but they have to impress Davy's dad so they can afford one meal.
Uh-huh.
So they buy one meal, and then Davy's food is all going to be plastic fake food, and he has to pretend to be eating.
Oh, my God!
And so he's like he's
so
pretending.
Dark.
Yeah, it really is. Like,
yeah.
But they're like, so they were just this scummy like band that like shared space. They had no money, and yet they would cut to these songs twice a show, and just
that were
play
so
these,
uplifting.
Yeah, that were just exactly. Somehow they're finding like the silver lining of life while Davy's eating fake steak, and you know he's still a daydream believer. And they're just they cut to these songs, and then they cut back to their story. Or sometimes the song has like thematically sort of plays into what's happening in the episode. But yeah, I would love to, you know. But I mean, I haven't yet, Julian. Jesus, sorry.
Have you done the Monkees on your show? Your show
No.
is The Dollop with Dave Anthony, where he recounts a story of American history, and then you react to it because you don't know anything.
Exactly, yeah.
And that would be fun for him to do the Monkees, but you know everything, so I guess that wouldn't work.
Well, we've done a couple where I tell him something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we would, yeah.
You tell him something he doesn't know?
Yeah. Well, that happened last week.
Wow.
Yeah. I did one about this guy who stayed in the mountains in the Philippines during World War II for 30 years.
Whoa.
Thinking the war was still going on.
Oh, my God. He was hiding?
Yeah. He was 100% that the war was still going on. They were dropping leaflets being like, dude, come out. It's over. Like, literally addressing things to him from a bomber. Dropping leaflets, being like, hero, come out, it's over.
Wow.
And he was like, nice try, Yankees. Yeah, I was born on a day, but not yesterday.
That's funny.
Yeah. But yeah, I could do that.
Well, I don't know. Do you remember watching the Monkees much?
I do a little bit, but it was around the time, and I brought this up in previous episodes, I was really into the reruns of Wonder Woman and Batman.
Oh, yeah,
but I remember it all came on the same station, like, around the same time. That was, like, the after school... My mom was super into the Monkees.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Davy Jones was like the...
Heartthrob.
Like, he was the ringer, right? Didn't they all kind of know each other or something? Or not? Did they not know each other?
I think they all were actually, like, kind of musician-ish.
Like, why was he British?
But he... Yeah. So that I could think that that related to my parents.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And be mistaken.
But he was brought on to be, like, the cute one,
he
right?
He was the cute one. And the other guys were like, you know, like, Nesmith was a musician. The other guys could play. Mm-hmm. But I think Davey was the only one, you know, because he always had the tambourine.
Right.
Like, he was that, you know, the guy who had the tambourine sort of hanging out. Like, mm-hmm. But he's a cutie pie.
Yeah.
And when he got older, he looked the same forever.
He did. Oh, my God.
And he grew a mullet. When I saw him, he had a mullet. Beautiful look.
I think he did those personal appearance things that some people do where they, like, they'll just go, they'll, like, book a theater or a comedy club, depending on how many people are going to show up.
Yeah.
And they'll just tell stories.
Yeah, I think he did, too.
I think he was doing that, because I remember seeing a lot of pictures of him with, like, middle-aged ladies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
In his mullet years.
Yeah, and he was so tiny. Like,
yeah.
He was, like, it gets weird.
Yeah.
But now I think the only living, I think now Mike and Mickey are the only live ones. If I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Davey's yeah,
Davy
Jones died.
Peter died too.
Oh.
Sorry to break the news to you, Julian.
Well,
feels like you just heard again.
They lived very long for monkeys.
They sure
did. Oh, my God.
Sorry. Very sorry. What about Weird Al? Did you ever get really into Weird Al?
Yeah, big time into Weird Al.
Yeah.
I love.
Did you ever like Weird Al?
No,
we've never talked about Weird Al.
Not, I mean, I thought some of his songs were funny, but I never like went to a concert. Oh.
She looked at me for everybody who's listening.
I've never been to a Weird Al. Oh, I wanted to, that's what I was going to say. That concert you talked about, the closest thing I have to that as a child is somebody, I don't remember who, it wasn't my parents, brought me to the Harlem Globetrotters when I was
eight
or something like that. And the whole thing was so fun, but I remember this moment when they lined up like football, because the refs are terrible in the Harlem Globetrotters.
They're not good.
They line up like two football teams, right? They hike the ball to one of the Globetrotters, hike the ball to the other one.
I'm just keeping my ears open for a travel.
No whistle.
All right.
The other guy held the ball down on the court like a placeholder.
Sure. Okay.
And then a guy from half court kicked basketball into the hoop.
Shut
what?
Up.
I'm not kidding. And my 7-year-old heart exploded. I was like, to this day, I remember it was like, I've never done Molly, but I feel like when it hits, that's what it felt like.
I've done it, and it is like that. Yeah.
I was crying. Yeah. I was crying. I was so full of joy. I couldn't believe it. And then I get home, and I'm like, I told my dad about it. He was like, oh, cool. You should root for the Generals. I was like, okay, all right. Because I didn't know. I was like, all right, maybe I like the Generals.
They got their asses kicked out there.
Everybody else likes the Globetrotters. I like the Generals. And then I would tell people that my favorite team was the Generals.
Christ, they're down again. They got to fire the GM. Who's he drafting? This team is garbage every year.
Did your parents ever take you to a concert when you were a kid?
I didn't really go to any concerts until I was like 12.
I didn't even go to I think my first, I was like 15, my first concert. My parents
really?
Never brought me to a concert. No.
Oh, yeah. I went to a few. My dad took me to Paula Abdul when I liked
Whoa!
Her.
Whoa!
Color Me Bad opened up. Things are good as far as my opening acts go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked Weird Al so much that I would listen to Weird Al and not know that what song he was spoofing. I'd just be like, what an
You're
original.
Like, this is a Weird Al original.
I'd be like, it's great. Like a surgeon. I mean, it comes out of nowhere, but I love it.
I remember thinking his original songs were emotional, where I was like, this is how he really feels.
he did a Devo song, a kind of Devo song called Dare to be Stupid.
Yeah.
And Mark Mothersbaugh, like, has said about it that when he heard Dare to Be Stupid, he was like, this motherfucker is doing what I've been trying to do my whole life.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
maybe I should have started
praise.
A better band.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Weird Al can nail your sound better than you can.
Oh, it's true.
No, Devo's great.
I love Devo.
I love that about those, like, mid, because you grew up the whole time in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And that when concerts came, people always went. Like, if
oh,
you
my
grew,
God.
We grew up in, I grew up in San Francisco, and then, you know, so it was like,
yeah.
You don't go to concerts when you grew up in a city, I feel like, as much because there's other shit to do.
I think while people are probably like maybe not excited to go to Wisconsin, mm-hmm. I think when the crowd is so into the
they're
show.
Like, yeah. We've been waiting a long yeah. time for some entertainment.
For Color Me Bad.
Yeah. They're like, we don't have anything else.
Yeah.
Rush! You know, like, yeah, they're like, they are so into it. But, yeah, I mean, I went to a lot of concerts growing up there just because, well, there's Summerfest, which is like this little festival that goes on there and great bands go. But, yeah, I mean, it was like, it's a huge thing. There's, yeah. I mean, because you are limited as to what you can actually do.
Yeah.
Going to see concerts.
How was Paula Abdul? Because I had it real bad for her when I was a kid.
I had it real bad, too. Uh-huh. I had a poster with her that I remember one time taking off my wall, putting on my bed and kissing. I had it real bad.
Straight up, you did that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Like, I mean, opposites attract, guys. Paper and man. Yeah. It's a real Romeo and Juliet.
I did not think we were going to so easily get that out of you.
Oh, yeah,
just put it out
I'm
there.
An open book. And it was amazing. Like, I was like, it took my love and affection for Paula Abdul to a new level.
Good live performer.
I mean, when I was like 12, but probably lip syncing a lot of it.
Same height as Davy Jones.
Same height as Davy Jones. As good a musician as well. MC Scat Cat was there. Mm-hmm, he brings it live. I mean, it's hard probably to rap through a mascot outfit.
Wouldn't it be funny
outfit.
If they brought the real guy out? I don't know who it is, but if you're just like some big old fat guy.
The session artist is like, all right, everybody.
And all the kids are like, no.
And I like to smoke.
I can't believe you took a poster. That's great.
Yeah.
My poster was Claudia Schiffer.
Okay.
Yeah. And I never took it down because I was afraid of what would happen.
Well, because you didn't have a door. See, I had the luxury of a door. I could have my private weird moments.
Yeah, that's true.
Where Paula would be whispering to me in my head, you know. You're forever my girl? Paula, we shouldn't. What would our parents say? You're dating John Stamos. I'm 12. This doesn't make sense. Oh, let's just throw caution to the wind.
Oh, my God. She dated Uncle Jesse?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Uncle Jesse dated everybody.
Oh, man,
did,
I'd watch
right?
that sex tape.
Yeah, okay. Well, you mean the one with me in the poster?
Yeah.
It's available.
Just a lot of crinkling sounds.
It's the audio. This is not good.
Just crinkle, crinkle.
Shut up. I think my mom's coming. She'll think this is weird. Why is this upside down?
I'm moving it.
I'm moving it. I didn't like where it was, and I think it's better where the Bo Jackson
she
poster
needs to
is.
Catch the light. Actually, she's not going anywhere near Bo Jackson.
Yeah. Why is she all crinkled? It fell. And then I stepped on it with my mouth. Get out of here. Leave this room. When I went and saw the Monkees that time when I got their autographs, a girl that I was with, she was like, should I take my bra off and throw it on stage? And I was like,
at 17?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you're dating a 34-year-old housewife?
Yeah. This is my teacher. She took me. It's the only place we could go that nobody would see us. So she took her bra off, and she threw it on stage, and nobody noticed. So, like, the bra lands on stage. But then, like...
That's the saddest bra.
Like, 20 minutes later, like, they're playing, and Peter Tork looks down, and he sees it. I mean, keep in mind, they're probably, like... 50-ish around now. And so he can't believe that there's a bra on stage because this probably used
to
happen.
He's probably thinking, I still got it.
Yeah, so he's like, this has been 20 years. And so he picks it up while they're playing and he holds it up. And they're all just like, the fuck is a bra doing on stage? It was amazing.
That is so not how that's supposed to go.
Yeah, no, she like, well, and also, you know, she threw it and we were like, this is going to be epic, and then nothing happened.
Oh my God.
And it took 20
if
minutes.
If that were my bra, I'd just want to die. I'd be
I
like,
know.
That was supposed to be a moment.
Oh, yeah. No, she was very funny.
Well, yeah. I mean, nobody would miss your proper... Sorry. If you're not going to say it, I'm going to say it.
It just, like, encompasses the base.
Who threw these cereal bowls on stage?
Where's our where's my spotlight? Where'd my spotlight go?
We're going to rig it down in a second. It's going to take a minute. Also, I know all the terms.
Yeah,
rig it down.
Yeah.
I get it.
I remember I was working at a soundboard one time at a comedy club. I was being asked to... change the volume on it.
Okay.
And a guy kept yelling at me from the stage, just trim the gain.
Oh, God.
Trim the gain. And I was like, I know.
I'm aware.
I'm like trying to read gain and trim on it.
There's an issue with the gain.
Yeah. You trim the gain.
What is it near?
Yeah. That was, I didn't know anything.
You were working
that
at a
bra
club?
Story is amazing.
Yeah.
They probably gave it. Who's bra? They like read her name that her mom wrote in the inside.
Well,
of it?
And then when we went back there, I think she said to Peter Tork that that was her bra or something. And I think we thought that was amazing. And I think he was like, Jesus Christ, this is just, how old are you kids? What is going on?
I bet that is, do you ever think you would do that?
Throw my bra on stage?
Well, no, but. Oh, well, you've told me. Well, yeah, I mean, that's up to you to tell our listeners. But you wild out at a girl talk show.
Yeah, I went a little nuts at a girl talk show. Mm-hmm. Remember when girl talk was like everything?
I didn't know he wasn't anymore. I thought he was still.
I don't think he's put anything out in a
while. When you can't make money off of the music you're putting out, it probably makes it. I know he produced this Freeway song that's amazing.
What?
Yeah, I think that
Girl Talk. He's a producer now. He produced a great rap song.
Yeah, we were hoping he was paying his rent.
When 10-ish years ago, mm-hmm. when he was like, everyone was like, this is amazing. And he was playing everywhere. And by playing, I mean, I'm pretty sure he's just hitting play on his laptop.
It's still playing because he's fucking playing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nobody else has that laptop.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Those concerts, and I went to many of them, were known for like stages collapsing and everyone like taking their tops off. So
Everyone.
So
everyone.
It feels like there's more specifics to the story that aren't coming out.
It's so funny that a guy who hits play has pandemonium in his shows.
Yeah, he's not even on stage anymore.
Oh my God, you're so brilliant. Take my shirt.
Yeah, you go to a Rush show and everybody's politely bobbing their heads at the most precision-based rock and roll ever. Yeah.
And then you go to Girl Talk and be like, how does he do it? You're a genius!
I know. I'm like, I never took my shirt off and threw it for anyone playing an actual instrument.
So you took your shirt off and threw it on stage?
Yeah. I remember I was there with my friend Chris, and we were in New York, and we walked home in the rain, and I just had, like, my bra on, and I was like, what? Yeah.
Did you... when you did it, were you just so excited that you didn't think about the after moment?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking, how am I going to get that shirt back?
Right.
I was like,
take my shirt!
I was like, I'm here with all these other, like, 20-year-old girls, and we're just, shirts are flying, and there are boobies everywhere, and the stage is collapsing, and I just got to be part of this moment.
The stage is collapsing?
The stage did collapse.
There's too many shirts on the stage!
He would encourage all of the girls to get up on the stage.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
I guess when you have so much time on your hands, when you just have to press play... All right, I'm going to teach you all a special dance while my songs play.
And kickball change. Right,
yeah, yeah. No, from the top. Come on, Meg. Remember, it's 2, 3, 4. Then we do the kick. Guys, rig it down. Rig the stage down.
Do you want to play a game? You hate games like this. But maybe,
No.
Okay.
Bring it.
You're into it? Okay.
I'll try.
Let's go around the room, and then we got to wrap up.
Is this a never have I ever situation?
No, it's not. But that would be more fun. I'm a dad. That's so boring. I was going to say, let's name bands that are after animals, but never have I ever is probably a lot more
fun.
No,
let's do bands after animals.
Okay.
So I already talked about, you know, get my titties out on stage. The R-rated section of this podcast has now come to a close.
Okay, fine. I'll go first. The Monkees.
You asshole.
Believe it or not, that was going to be mine.
No.
The Beatles. Animal sort of.
You got this. You got this, babe. So many. In fact, just probably say an animal, and I bet there's a band.
Oh, my God. I'm totally blank. You're right. Mm. I'm the worst. Whenever he's like, we're going to play a game, I'm like.
Never have I ever is easier for me.
It is easier for me.
You want
I'm like,
how about this? Never have I ever been able to name a band that's named after an animal.
Take a drink.
You drink.
I'm drinking. Take a big old bonus period.
No, wait, so she's going to pass on the first. You're just out?
My brain is, okay, I'll pass.
Okay. You get what we can try it again.
I'm really bad at being.
Maybe some of these will jog your memory.
I'll tell you, it's not like I have a stacked deck over here. I'm already really, really low.
Okay, grizzly bear.
Oh, that's pretty good.
God damn it, that's a good one. Mm.
The animals.
It's
meta.
It is meta.
Does it play?
It feels like cheating.
Okay, I guess that's my pass.
It's fine.
Animal Collective.
There you go. She's back, everybody.
All right, back in the game.
I needed you to bring a genre to me, you know what I mean?
Right. Gotcha. Okay. Scorpions.
Damn it.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
It's not that was mine, but it's a shame to know there's another one out there.
Mm-hmm.
Snake Pit.
Slash's Snake Pit?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just heard about them recently. Yeah. My friend was telling me about them.
All right. Okay. What do you got anything?
I was close.
I'm thinking real hard.
Remember all those bands, like, when Grizzly Bear was out that also were named after scary animals? No?
Scary animals?
Oh, not scary animals, but...
Literally nothing is coming to mind. Sure people are listening to this and they're like, get your shit together, Meg. But nothing is coming to mind.
Wolf Mother. Remember Wolf Mother?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I like Wolf Mother.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, you know what? How dare you?
You ever see that clip of... You ever see...
I got one.
Okay.
Oh. All right. Fleet Foxes.
All right. She's still alive. Okay. I said Wolf Mother, you're up. And then no more.
No more.
That's it.
No more.
For you either, Garrett.
Well, I'm really not going to lie. I'm getting close to my pass.
Okay.
I'm going to say...
Go ahead.
Damn it. Okay, all of a sudden, Meg's really struck gold over here.
Fire, baby.
Meanwhile, I'm tapped out. I'll say...
Come on.
I'm trying.
This is
Julian,
a hard
one. We're not all really good at this like you, Julian.
By the way, I got nothing.
Okay,
so
good.
So if you think of something and then she thinks of something, I'm out.
The Trout.
The Trout?
Yeah, the Trout Band. Oh, the three trouts. Sorry, let me start with the top.
I'm like, are you talking about the singing fish from the McDonald's commercial?
Are you talking about
the Billy Bass?
The Billy Bass.
That's what I meant. Billy Bass. Sorry, Billy Bass.
Take me to the river.
You know, a lot of people said he didn't write that. That's bullshit. You don't know.
We had a Billy Bass in college.
Ooh, that's mine, and if
Tiger
it's a pass,
Army.
I'll take it.
Tiger Army. Hey, they have a Tiger Army poster in Chili John's a block away because that guy lives right around here.
Oh.
Fun fact, if you're us right now,
okay,
it's really not fun for anyone else.
I'll be honest, I'm here. Not that fun.
Okay. The Turtles.
Oh, shit. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm dead. I'm done.
All right, are you out?
Take out sushi. It's not a band. Go ahead. I pass.
Oh my god.
None of that was even an animal.
Sushi's an animal.
It's
Julian.
Not an animal.
It used to be an animal.
Oh, the elusive sushi. Yeah. When you go hunting. What are you talking about?
Oh, look, the California real quiet. It'll hear our guns if we draw them loudly.
Now I'm just going to pull out my wasabi pouch.
Oh, little dragon. Even though dragons are mythical creatures,
no,
but
that's
still.
An animal. Mm. It's definitely an animal.
Good. I really felt like we were like going to be a team of not having any, and then you just caught fire.
She's fucking winning this thing.
You've caught fire.
I know. I started this
I think
with
she
a
might
big
win
long
this thing. I can't think of anything else. It's the worst feeling.
Yeah,
because you know there's a million.
See, yes. I'm slow to get there, but once I get there, I bring it.
Ah, Jesus Lizard.
I mean, that's hard for me to even. That's why I feel like I could have gotten away with the Trout.
No, the Jesus Lizard is Jello Biafra. You guys don't. It's punk.
I don't know.
Yeah, all right. No, I know.
Okay.
I officially withdraw.
I think I'm done.
I don't want to win with Jesus Lizard, but I'll take it.
All right.
All right.
Good work, Julian.
What?
I
think you cheated too.
Look,
is punk cheating?
Look, just don't go looking for answers as to why we think you cheated.
The Buzzcocks, is that an animal?
No.
No.
Well, I mean, kind of. But I don't. What kind of cock did they mean?
A punk cock. I don't know.
I think
this
that's
is
a regular dick.
Nowhere. All right. Guys, Gareth.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for, having,
for, having,
for having us. Thank you for having
you
us.
You guys
Gareth.
Are welcome. I'd love you guys to come back. You guys listening to Gareth's show?
The Monkees are great. Everybody go back and listen to it. I don't know where they're available these days.
Oh, maybe. You know what? My favorite Monkees song, Tapioca Tundra, which is a Mike Nesmith song, which is legit great.
Okay.
Yeah,
good, he wrote some
great songs. Oh, it's this one.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That was fast.
Wow.
Yeah, real
Producer Land coming
yeah.
up. We want to thank everybody for listening. Again, I'm Julia McCullough.
I'm Meg Malloy.
That was Gareth Reynolds. Listen to The Dollop on The Dollop Network. I don't know what you're on.
You can go The Dollop. You can just go to All Things Comedy or okay. iTunes, The Dollop.
Or just, people just go to your house.
Yeah, go to my house. Go wherever. I don't know where I live. I don't think I have a home. I have a poster of Paula.
You live with a cat.
In an alley. Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you so much for listening. We want to thank our producer, Land Romo. Chris Calabrese, who did our theme song, and you know, listen to us wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah. It cannot be a part of me for now.